Welcome to Be Strong Minded Podcast. I'm Petia Kolibová, a mind, body, and soul transformation guide, meditation teacher, fitness and wellness expert, self-love junkie, and lifestyle entrepreneur. Each week, I will be offering an interview or idea that will support you to build a strong mindset and confidence to leave behind your past suffering, enjoy the present moment, and create the life you deserve. I will take you on a journey of self-discovery by elevating your energy and connecting with your soul while offering simple steps and tools you can use right now to create a healthy and empowered life you love. Hello, hello, hello. I'm so excited for you tuning in another episode of Be Strong Minded. Today, my guest, Annetta De La Rosa, is a health and personal development coach and founder of the Design Your Life Masterclass and Manifest Retreat. She's an ex-IFBB pro bikini competitor who has found her purpose in helping women transform their lives through health, wellness, and personal development by providing them the tools and accountability to design their dream body and life. Welcome. I'm so excited to have you.
Thank you, Petia. I'm so excited to be here with you.
I gotta say that before I ask you to come to my podcast, I was like very deeply stalking your Instagram. And forget that you're beautiful. For those who are lucky enough and are watching our YouTube video, she's absolutely gorgeous inside out. However, what strikes me the most, it's your honesty, your vulnerability, and really being yourself in your captions, because so many people, when you look on social media, they are showing the biggest highlights of their lives and no captions. And you're so real.
Thank you so much, Petia. That means a lot to me. That's definitely something that I've tried my best to really implement the past year and a half, and just being more vulnerable and real on social media for the purpose of actually having an impact on women's lives and not just, like you said, you know, posting highlight reels without any real depth.
Yes, and I really love that you are going so deep. So let me ask you, what is a one really deep thing about you that you would say someone who never ever heard about you?
Okay, something really deep about me that maybe not a lot of people know about me. That's a great question. I would say, the people closest to me would know this for sure. And if they're listening, they're going to just smile because it's so true. I am very into manifesting. However, it's something that even before I read my first book, I would always see that I would just get quote unquote lucky with everything that I wanted. And so something that I feel like is really deep about me is that I do put such an emphasis in my mindset and on focusing on what I do want and not even thinking about what I don't want. So that's the first thing I could think of. So
that's powerful. Thank you so much for sharing that, because usually it's our first thought that it's the right one before we start overthinking it, overanalyzing, before we are even scared that we're going to be judged, what other people will think. So I'm so happy that you went with that first intuition, and this is what I wanted people to know about me, that it's deep.
Oh, yes, no problem. And I do think it's about tuning into your intuition, as you mentioned. There's so much that is just, we know the answer to just by tuning into that. And as women, we have that ability to tune in even easier than a lot of men do. And that's not to say everyone, but if you're in that feminine energy, you know that you are in tune with your intuition, and you know, if you're lucky enough, you actually follow it. You learn to do right with time.
Yeah. Have you always followed your intuition?
So I would say, Petia, that from a young age, I knew what I wanted. However, I think as you get older sometimes, in, you know, you start in getting into, let's say, the business world, you start kind of seeing, you know, I think with social media, you start subconsciously comparing yourself. And sometimes that can cause self-doubt. I do think, though, there have been times that I didn't listen to my intuition. But over the past year and a half, I've just really like put a lot of focus on really emphasizing just, you know, following your true, your gut feeling, that intuition right away, because the voice is always there if we tune in. Mm-hmm.
Now you really made me curious, because it's the second time that you're mentioning in the last year and a half. What's changed?
Oh my goodness. Well, we just met, Petya. So I'm going to just fill everyone in, your audience. I know that they listen to you because they like to just, you know, hear about people's transformations, where they're at, and, you know, with hopes that obviously it'll provide value for their own lives right now. So I'll kind of give you just like a snippet of my transformation over the past year and a half. I do keep mentioning this year and a half. Before that, I was competing. I was very focused on my fitness goals. I was very focused on accomplishing the highest thing that I could in the fitness world. And eventually, and I can dive deeper into that if you want to later, but eventually, after I accomplished some of my top goals in fitness, I started realizing that it just wasn't my passion anymore. However, I had that expectation from other people that followed me, other people in my life, you know, always asking me what was next in my fitness career and all that stuff. So it kind of made me follow a path that was no longer what I felt was right for me. Do you understand what I mean?
I feel you. I really do.
Yeah. And it's like I had this identity of being this fitness influencer and this fitness coach. So I thought that that was the path that I had to continue on. So it was really scary when I finally tuned into my intuition. Well, it was scary before that, but once I finally tuned into my intuition, I just had this clear answer that I was no longer going to compete anymore, that even though I loved fitness, I really wanted to go deeper with my coaching. I didn't want to just do fitness. I wanted to go deeper. I wanted to help people live the best life that they could live. And I know that you and I are so in alignment with all these things. So that is what kind of sparked the first transition. So the reason I keep mentioning the year and a half is because over the past year and a half, I've really tried to zone in on what that looks like by tuning inward and by really just following my intuition, following my passion, and no longer letting the outside noise kind of just cloud my my vision for what I want for my life.
I love that. I really do, because so many people, they stay stuck in that box because once upon a time, somebody or even themselves put this label on them. Well, I'm a mom. Oh, well, I'm a fitness competitor. Well, I am, you know, so I have to stay there. And I am so grateful that you said, okay, enough, it's enough. I'm not stuck and I can choose again. Who do I want to be today?
Yes. And I love that you just use the word choose, because I truly wholeheartedly believe that we can choose who we want to create ourselves as. And just because, you know, one year we may identify as being whoever we are, you know, this fitness person, whatever, it doesn't mean that next year you can't change your mind and choose something different. You are continuously choosing everything in your life, and that the same thing goes for, you know, who you want to be in this life.
Incredible. Yeah. And it's funny because I was like, okay, year and a half, because what happened, I feel like last year in July, my own deepest transformation began, you know, like I was on a personal development journey for past 6 years. And I'm just wondering, like, was there something in the air or in the like universe? Because I feel that so many women start to like awake to their purpose and truly saying, okay, I'm not just death, and there is so much more. And you start listening to that yearning inside of you, because I know you're a coach yourself, and I'm sure that you're working with women, so you might or might not agree, but my experience with my life coaching clients is when we work one-on-one, for too many years, they were suffering quietly. They didn't want to hurt anyone. They wanted to help others to feel good, whether it's in their work, in their family, in their relationship. They're always thinking about others. And then they are burnout. They're hurting their bodies. They're overeating. They're overdrinking, overspending on clothes and things in general they don't need because they're trying to fill that gap. And it's just because they don't listen and they don't talk.
Completely, Petya. And I think I just posted something about this yesterday about how when you do finally focus inward, all the things outside of you actually fall into place. And a lot of us think that we have to look outside of ourselves to find the answers, but it's really just kind of going within. And that's not something that can just, you know, be like purchased within a day. I mean, you have to do the inner work. And a lot of that, you know, comes down to journaling and just really getting kind of, you know, whatever helps you. But for what helps me is journaling, getting just silent. And actually, I started meditating a year ago now. So all these little things that actually make you tune into your inner voice so much more.
That's beautiful. And that was something that I wanted to ask you. Where did you start it? So you described the journey. Okay, I was successful, but I knew deep inside there is more. I wasn't feeling fulfilled. So you started a new journey.
Yes.
Of going even deeper and listening to yourself and who you really are. What were some of the tools that you started to use at the beginning of the journey?
Okay, so first of all, the reason what really motivated me kind of taking a different path was that I was coaching a lot of girls actually for competitions. And I loved coaching girls. I loved going on Zoom calls for my coaching clients and everything like that. But at the time when I was only doing the competing coaching for bikini competitions, I found that there was just this desire for me to go deeper. Like I would start asking them about their lives and how they felt. Are they fulfilled with every other area that they're, you know, currently doing? And I started realizing that my coaching was very limited in that world, just because I know you know this too, Petya, when you're competing, you can only have one focus. And it's amazing. You have that tunnel vision and you work hard. And I just think it's such a great goal for people to have. But because I was no longer in that, I felt that I wanted to go deeper. So in this year, I actually completely stopped my fitness coaching just so that I can redefine what I wanted my vision to be with coaching, with my business, with everything like that. So I actually took 4 months completely off of not doing anything but self-exploration. So I'll get into the things that I did, but things that really, really helped me. And if you're listening and you're kind of on that path right now where you don't know what's next for you, I really want you to just don't stress about it and just take it as like, this is a period for you to just be open to possibilities. So I didn't want to just kind of immediately think this is my next thing. I just wanted to be open to kind of like what the universe was going to tell me. So I remember actually in my journal writing out that I was living my purpose. So I was writing all these affirmations as if I had already figured it out. So that's one thing that really helped me. And I also, you know, at this time started listening to a lot of podcasts and just opening my mind to different things that people were doing, not to copy anyone, but just to expand your vision on what you can potentially do in the online world. So I started doing that. I started learning a lot about, you know, learning how to improve your money mindset and all these things that I noticed that I really wanted to start learning more on. And just personal development podcasts in general and reading books again and all this stuff that I felt like I had completely taken time off from for like years because I was so focused on my fitness journey. So really just to summarize it, journaling, meditating, reading books, listening to podcasts and staying open to whatever answers I was getting from the universe. So, and not to be super woo-woo on you guys, but what I mean by that is
you can
and just letting, I know we get woo-woo on this podcast, right? But really what I mean by that is just staying open to the possibilities of whatever answers you get from all that stuff. So I did that for a few months, and then I actually started working with a life coach. So whoever works with you is so lucky to work with you, because I know firsthand how much of an impact having a life coach just makes in your life, you know? So I started working with a life coach, and she actually guided me through this process of designing your life. And long story short, her and I are actually business partners now. And so we have this course called Design Your Life, where she's essentially led it for 30 years, but I added to it based on, you know, what I want to also coach on. So we've partnered up, and that is launching November 1st. So that, I know, you know, wholeheartedly that that's my purpose, is to help other people find their purpose and to fully live it out loud. So I know that we have so much in common, Petya.
I'm like, yeah, thank you, universe. You know, it's incredible, because when you get clear about who you are and what do you really want, universe will be like, oh, go there, do this, talk to this person. And it's just like a confirmation, you know, behind confirmation. It's like, yes, you are on the right path. You just get to be, and I love that you said it, you just get to be open to it. Because what happened, we are so conditioned to see what's possible only based on our old experiences. Yeah. And then there are so many things out of your radar that you would never know they're possible, you know, like your dream partner, dream clients, dream career, your dream body, all of that, it's available for you when you open to it, because you have no idea how it will look like. And I can promise you one thing, it's not going to look like anything as you planned.
Exactly. Ever.
Ever. Like, I can affirm that. Like I started my own business 3.5 years ago. I was social media marketing manager, and the same thing happened to me. I was coaching, I was managing other people's account, and I'm like, okay, I'm good with this. And is this it? Is this my purpose? Just this? Okay. It brings money, and it's just no. So,
you know,
and I want to ask you, because we have so many similar things, and you did it with your fitness coaching. I am doing it with my social media coaching. So if there are women or people out there who are deep inside, they know what I'm doing right now, it's not it. How can I rebrand and how can I reteach people? Because I know based on my own experience that sometimes it's challenging. People love putting you in the box, like Ana de la Rosa. She's this beautiful, amazing fitness coach. She teaches competitors. How do you take them from there to say, hey, I'm much more than just this. I'm deeper. I'm now guide for a woman. How did you do that? Rebrand and reteach people how to talk about you and who you really are?
Well, I will speak from my experience, and it also really just depends on where people are at on their journey. For instance, if you already had a business that you're known for on social media, kind of like I did, and you're rebranding, I think the most powerful thing you could do in today's world is just to be vulnerable. Like you said from the beginning, Petya, and you know, I think in the past, I don't know if you ever felt like this, but as a coach, you feel like, hey, maybe people are supposed to think I have it all together, but listen, nobody does, and everybody can benefit from a coach. So I've been very open throughout my journey and just letting people know, like, hey, you know what? I'm not taking on fitness clients anymore because I am not extremely passionate about only teaching fitness. So I'd rather send people over to people that are passionate about fitness coaching so that they can get the best experience. And I think by being vulnerable and letting people know that I was transitioning, people started connecting with my story, and actually they found interest in kind of following along to like, hey, let's see what's next for her. Right? And that's been something that I've really tried my best this year, is to just be vulnerable and tell the story, because people will connect so much more with your authentic self than by you pretending like you're this perfect coach that has it all together. You know, nobody wants to work with that person.
Thank you for saying it out loud, because people cannot relate to perfection, because if they look at perfection in person or on Instagram, wherever, they're like, oh, good for you. I cannot get there because you have this, you have that. It's not attainable for me. So you're losing them because they think like, oh, good for her. I can't do that. But if you're open and vulnerable, and you know, also what I would like to say, it's very often when you look on social media, some people are using the vulnerability in the wrong way. I get the feeling like, oh, they're complaining and, you know, like, poor me. And you should, like, you know, it's the wrong way. When you say vulnerable, I know that you mean being raw, being real, being open, and just really showing up as you are in that moment. And that's so empowering, because I know, and like I said, I'm stalking you, so I know when you are showing up, it's real, and it's very empowering, because you are always solution focused.
Thank you, Patsy. And that's a good point for people to remember, to be solution focused. And when you are being vulnerable, I think something that I do think of now is, okay, I'm going to be vulnerable. How can this vulnerability help other people? So whenever you are, you know, rebranding, or if you're just starting your brand on social media, or you want to start your brand on social media, right off the bat, everything you post, just make sure it's beneficial in one way or another to help somebody's life, right? So instead of saying something like, oh, you know, right now I'm currently, I don't know what I'm doing, that, you know, somebody would just think, oh, they're complaining. But if you're like, hey, I'm staying open right now to what's next for me, and I'm so excited because I know something amazing is going to come up for me because I am tuned into following my passion, somebody listens to that, they actually get inspired, because they can actually relate to the fact that, hey, if they're feeling lost, they can stay open to the universe also and just seeing what's next. So I think it's all about true connection to your ideal client, and, you know, things that can benefit them, state it as often as possible. And that's kind of like my best advice on that.
That's amazing. Thank you. And I love that you keep mentioning the passion and the purpose. So how did you find your passion once you knew that, okay, I love fitness, I will always be healthy, and that's not my purpose, you know, that's my passion. So how did you blend those two together, the passion and the purpose?
Okay, so I really am, this is my belief on your passion and purpose. I really believe that, first of all, to find your passion, you do need to find that within yourself. I will state that again. Instead of trying to see what other people are doing and comparing to other people, you have to tune inward and put yourself in other people's shoes, of course. Be like, hey, if I was doing that, would I like what I'm doing? So you can do stuff like that. However, to really find your purpose, I really believe that it's clarity comes from taking action. Like, you're not going to be super clear until you do it. And you have to be okay with doing it and being like, hey, I did it and I realized it wasn't my passion anymore, so now I'm going on to the next thing. That is part of your evolution. And I think that that's totally normal. I do believe that we all have a purpose in this life. And I also believe that we can change purposes. It's like we can live many lives in this life, right? So 2 years ago, my purpose, I wholeheartedly felt like it was just like getting people in the best body of their life. That's something I'm still very passionate about, helping people reach their body goals, because I know firsthand that that plays a huge role in your confidence and everything else you do with your life. However, it's not my sole purpose anymore, right? It's not like my only purpose anymore. So you can, as you evolve, your purpose and your passions will evolve, and you just have to stay open and be real with yourself about following what truly sets your soul on fire.
That's really empowering. So do you have any like practices that you are doing to ask yourself what sits on your soul on fire right now?
Yes. One of my major things that I really make a point of doing every single day, and I mentioned it earlier, is to journal. Because a lot of the things that I feel your intuition kind of ends up just coming up with things as you're writing, even if you just start writing something like, "Hey, universe, dot, dot, dot," and fill it out from there, or "Dear universe," just see what comes up. And don't be afraid to get your feet wet and try new things, because that's going to really start igniting, like, you know, your passion for it, or whether it is or whether it's not, but it's going to give you more clarity from trying it.
So do you just freestyle journal, you know, because I know that I have a different techniques, you know, like I'm so happy and grateful now, it's when I want to manifest something, or maybe on days that I wake up and I don't feel as clear, I ask, you know, questions like, who am I today? What do you want me to do to show up as my best self? What can I do today to serve my clients in their highest good? Do you have any specific way that helps you with that?
Well, speaking of that, and just like manifesting and affirmations and all that stuff, I feel like a very powerful affirmation that you can write on your journal if you don't know your purpose or your passion is just to say, state it as if you already do. I am so extremely happy now that I am living my purpose. And I did that for over the course of the 4 months that I took off completely. Mm. I was just writing that. And finally it came to me. So it wasn't something that I just wrote down one day and figured it out. You really have to do the work, right? So in my program, Design Your Life, I do have like a step-by-step kind of thing that helps you. It's, you know, self-exploration, teaching people how to go inward and really listening to their inner voice and things like that. And then also goal setting and planning out, you know, if you were able to do anything in your life, what would that look like? And then kind of working it from there and seeing if that's really the path that you want to take. So anyway, there's a lot of different steps that I use. It all depends on where people are at and whether they're just looking to really start something completely new or whether they're looking to shift or get more clarity on the exact thing they're doing. I think it would really depend.
Yeah, that's incredible. But I love that you say the journaling. I'm so happy now that, because that's something that anyone can do and it can help you with the clarity in your business, in your relationship, in your body health, anything. And it's incredibly empowering. So I know that people would love to stay empowered with you. Where are the best places how to stay connected with you?
Thank you, Petya. So the places where I mostly hang out are Instagram. And actually, I just started a new Facebook page. So Instagram and Facebook at Annette De La Rosa. And what I will say is that I will be doing Facebook Lives more often just to, you know, get my feet wet in that area, because I have not ever really done Facebook Lives. So I'll be doing live trainings on there. In regards to all these kind of topics as well. And eventually, you know, Petya is going to recommend me some tips on how to start a podcast. Apparently I heard.
Oh, girl, you're in. You're doing it.
I'm allowed to say it. But that
you're doing it. Yeah, you're in. Yes, the world needs you.
Thank you, Petya. And I think it's really like, for instance, starting a podcast. You know, what I realize now, which maybe I didn't realize this before, is something like talking to people one-on-one really lights you up and energizes you, you'd be great for a podcast.
Yep.
You
know? Yeah.
And if it doesn't, don't even go there.
Yeah.
Only do the things that you know are going to bring you fulfillment.
That lights you up. Absolutely. It's always like when I'm on my podcast, because I'm very picky with my guests, I love them all. I know that they will align with me. And some people, you know it, you click on deeper level and you are listening to them and it's like you're listening to yourself. Like today we had, you know, this connection. It's so powerful. And because you are sharing this energy, you're putting it out in the world, we already made the waves. So it's beautiful.
And that's why we connected. And I wholeheartedly believe that, Petya, because I'm so glad we did. I feel like we're on the same vibe without a doubt. And we're going to meet in person at some point.
Oh, trust me. I want to hug you. Beautiful. So thank you so much for your time. And I'm so excited to continue stalking your journey because it's so much fun.
You're so sweet. And likewise, I will be stalking yours. I just want to say, I love what you're doing, Petya. You're putting out such positive energy onto the world. So thank you so much for what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you so much for spending your time with me on the Be Strong Minded podcast. I'm happy we could share this time together to create a space for the new exciting life that is on its way. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and I would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes. Leave us honest thoughts and comments. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would be really appreciated if you can help us on a journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, keep shining your light.